Rand Paul, if you look at the preponderance of violence, it's been anti-Trump, it hasn't been Trump protesters. By Jeff Poor on November 17, 2020. Tuesday, during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Your World, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, alongside his wife Kelly Paul reacted to recent unrest in Washington, D.C. He questioned if media outlets like the Associated Press were reporting accurately. Paul told host Neil Cavuto he saw the reporting as unfair to President Donald Trump, including the 2017 Charlottesville, Virginia incident. He also argued the violence tended to be on the side of the left. Well, that's been misreported since the very beginning. Because Trump was never referring to the people that committed violence and killed someone in Charlottesville, he said. He was referring to the people debating over whether statues should come down, that there was a reasonable argument on both sides, and that has been so misreported. And, see, even AP and, see, so-called objective sources of news misreported that. So, yes, we do need to be honest. And I don't know if things will calm down or not. I want them to. I think, to my colleagues in the Senate, I say, yes, let's calm down, and let's actually talk. When President Obama was president, I was civil, Paul continued. I went to the White House. When President Trump became president, most of the Democrats would not go to the White House. They hated him so much that I think many of them incited the violence. And if you look at the preponderance of violence, it's been anti-Trump. It hasn't been Trump protesters. You have got grandma out there waving a flag, and you have got thugs hitting grandma in the face with a 2x4. This is not the right committing violence. This is the left committing violence to peaceful people in the streets. And they need to be arrested. If there's anybody on the right that's doing it, arrest them too. Arrest anybody committing violence. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.